Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 22nd of January. Starting off with a request, African mining, and just like we've got tin mania at the moment. I read somewhere that tin's at a 7-year high, something like that. But what we've got here is it's like a handle on this saucer formation that's been in place on the daily chart since June, so just breaking out of that. Initial January resistance to 3.1 pence, so decent weekly close or end of day close above that level should be enough of a confirmation for traders. Also got all the near term moving averages rising as well, the 20, 50, etc. So that looks good. And in fact, this is sort of second saucer that we've had in the past year, so it looks like a double fun for the bulls. In terms of the target, above the 50-day moving average at 2.5 pence, we're looking at the top of a rising September 2019 price channel at 5.5 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of March in terms of the time frame. Next up, the stock, which was the stock of the year, at least until a week or so ago, may still be the stock of the year, Argo Blockchain. Here, the battle was trying to work out how far the shares would retrace from the, £1.45 peak. I suppose we went a little bit over the 50% mark, maybe up to 60%, haven't quite worked it out, but that kind of area. So it was going to be the case, I suppose, that 60 to 70p was the support area on a sort of Fibonacci basis. Also, the initial January resistance around 60, 65 pence as well. So we've sort of found support at old resistance. What we're looking for here today to end the week is ideally an end of day close above the 20-day moving average. That's around the 75 pence level. So if we can get above that, that would be a decent signal for the end for next week. 75 pence also a neckline support level as on the way up. So I think an end of day close above 75 could then open up the prospect of a retest of the £1 to £1.20 area over the next 2 to 4 weeks. End of day close stop loss back below 60 pence and ideally back below that 30-day moving average at 54 pence if you can afford that. Stock which took a while to get going, and I did sort of, I was a bit late to the party, let's say, but we had the break of the 1 pence level, November resistance for Borders and Southern earlier this month. And at that point, we had a 2 pence target. Today, we've cleared that rather easily. But at least while we're above 2 pence on an end of day close basis, we could still shoot up towards an older resistance line projection from June 2019, currently promising a target as high as 4 pence. You could possibly have the stop loss around the 2.3, 2.4 pence level, as that was resistance on the way down for the shares back at the beginning of last year. Another requested stock is Galileo, which has already done relatively well over the last couple of months. We've got a top of February 2020 price channel target here at 3 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. While the shares remain above the initial January resistance at 2.1 pence. So that's something to shoot for in the near term. If you're a big fan of the shares and want to dream of something more substantial, there is a March resistance line projection from last year heading up to 6 pence, which could be the 2 to 3 month target on the shares. Obviously, if we can get through that 3 pence notional resistance area first. Onto a stock which is just getting going now at the moment, GS Technologies. Nice bull flag resting on the 200-day moving average at 0.21 pence. We've got an initial resistance line target there from December 2019 at 0.35. Big picture target maybe by the end of March, or hopefully before that, up to 0.55, which is a June 2019 resistance line projection. But the upside in the whole bull argument are valid while we remain above the 50-day line at 0.16, and ideally there's no end-of-day close now back below the 200-day line at 0.21, but looking pretty well poised after that bear trap effect towards 0.1 pence over the course of last month. Global petroleum is the next contender. It's been a little bit slow over recent days, but it looks as though we've got either a cup and a handle, if you are into that sort of thing, or a V-shaped bull flag, which is what I call them. While we're above 1.2 pence recent support, looking towards at least a retest of the July resistance at 1.8 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. And by March, hopefully looking towards the 2.5 pence area. What the share should be doing, given the setup that we've had, the strength of the setup is really hitting that the resistance line I'm just drawing at the moment, up to 3.5 pence, which would complete a broadening triangle formation from the end of 2018. That's really what global petroleum should be doing, but we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. Early back below the 200-day line at 1 pence, really cancelling the bull argument for the shares. In terms of setups, the best one at the moment and the one which is probably my preferred one is Iron Ridge. The reason for saying that is that we gapped through resistance and then held the gap. So the resistance there at 16 pence, and that was also the initial January resistance. We've also got all the near-term moving averages rising, and we've got a top of price channel target here up to the top of a March trend channel from last year at 30 pence. And the time frame on that is as soon as the end of next month. But such gaps normally would give you much more than just a decent percentage. It would be a multi-bagging opportunity. So let's see if we can get that kind of target towards, actually probably towards the 40 to 50 pence level over the course of 2021. Stock which has got rather less charting furniture on it at the moment, but looks healthy, pardon the pun, is My Health Checked. Here we've got a breakout through 2.2 pence, rising trend channel from last month, and target here up to 3.5 pence by the end of next month. Bigger picture target maybe over the next 2 to 3 months is the notional top of the rising trend channel from last month up to 5 pence. Stop loss relatively tight, just below just around the 1.8 pence level, which is recent swing support for the share. So good to see a new name there, relatively new name there. Another requested stock is Omega Diagnostics, where we've had a nice break of both the 200-day moving average, end-of-day close above that yesterday, which a lot of people noticed, and then the break of that resistance line from November. All that's left now, really, I suppose, is a clearance of December resistance at 70 pence. If we can get through that, then we should see a pretty quick follow-through up towards a pound, which is the October rising trend channel target. Stop loss at the moment back below the 200-day line, so back below 59 pence. And the big picture target here over the next 2 to 3 months is up to £1.60, which is the top of that broadening triangle from April. Broadening triangles tend to be the most ambitious of targets, and if they are present, they can be very rewarding. Quadrise is the next stock, and here we've got a situation where we've broken an August resistance line, and we're just breaking the initial January resistance there, but above 3 pence, looking for the top of a rising trend channel from back in February, as high as 4.5 pence. And the likelihood is, or the possibility is, that we could hit 4.5 pence by the end of next month. Stock of the day, and maybe the week so far, and hopefully even the year, is Ridgecrest. Here we've had a vertical rise, and it's so special that we're looking at it on an hourly chart basis, because there isn't much charting material to look at. The view at this stage is that we had resistance on the way up to 2.2 pence. There's also the floor of a rising trend channel on the hourly chart around 2.2 pence as well. Above 2.2 pence, looking to as high as 6.75, which is the upper parallel of the recent price action. Clearly, we've already easily hit the initial target that was offered at 3 pence. So the ideal scenario is that we have an end-of-day close above 3 pence today, taking us up towards 6 or 7 pence over the next 4 to 6 weeks. On to Extract Resources, where it's been quite a journey of late. The only disappointment is that the shares didn't quite hit my previous rather lazy 10 pence target. It was actually 9.2 pence, and the line was actually at 9.2 pence, so I didn't draw it very well. Current position is that the placing price shares are remaining above that at 4.5 pence, which is a plus point. There's a line of support coming in through up to around 4.2 pence, above 0.42 pence, hopefully retracing part or even all of the decline from 9.2 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. At this stage, only really back well below the 4 pence level, delaying the upside scenario. Finishing off with a stock which I see a lot of people taking credit for, but it was a great chart, the fundamentals notwithstanding. What's the reason for inclusion today is that we're just approaching the 2 pence target there, on the basis of an August resistance line projection, top of the August channel. End of week close or end of day close next week through 2 pence could open up a new leg to the upside as high as 4 pence by the end of next month. And the upside valid at least while we hold above recent support for the shares in the 1.5 or 1.6 pence area. That's it for me today. More updates. Well, there's going to be a farmer update, a farmer stock sweep over the weekend, and perhaps a bulletin board heroes as well. See you then.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.